So we're going to today spend some time reflecting on various questions that have been raised by different people. And we will start off with the compilation that Karima has. Go ahead, Karima.
Happiness. Happiness has so many segments and facets, yet it is one of the most important things in our journey of life for us to be able to derive true happiness and contentment and experience life as we are meant to. How would you define happiness, and how does one actually be happy?
That's an interesting question, because today everybody is living such an intense life, where we have so much going on, information hitting us, news being bombarded at us, a lot of it being very sad. The pace, the lack of freedom that we have from being able to be reached. I mean, I go to the men's bathroom in the public toilet and I hear guys talking on the phone and being reached by their offices. So there's no place of silence or peace. And so happiness is something that, you know, is becoming more and more elusive today. Now let's talk about what is happiness. I believe happiness is a state of being. It's more than a state of mind. It's a state of being. Some will say happiness is a feeling. I think it's more than that. Happiness is how you are grounded in that space, in that state of being, where every moment that you live is engulfed with happiness. And amidst that background of happiness, so you can think of happiness as a canvas. Amidst the background of that, you experience the event, you go into your conversations, you go into your learning, you do whatever you need to do, but it's that backdrop that keeps you stable and positive, because happiness is positive. And it also gives you a more neutral state, emotionally too. Of course, excessive happiness is gonna give you elation. And I'm sure if we all walked around elated, people would think we've joined the largest hippie group. And at the same time, if we try and suppress it too much, then we will come across as a miserable bunch of people. So I think it's a more of a stable equilibrium with that happiness in the backdrop. Now, how do we approach happiness? When we take in inputs, we approach these inputs from three perspectives. One is the perspective of the past. And whatever our experiences and memories have been, we will invoke feelings from there, and that can regulate our state of being in a way that it was, but not necessarily the way it needs to be now. Or we look at it from a futuristic point of view, and we are engrossed with worries, concerns, so many what-if scenarios, and that too does not help you define the best state of being vis-a-vis happiness. So I believe that the best state of being in terms of happiness is in the present. And whilst invariably we will keep defaulting backwards in the past or projecting forward in the future, we need to anchor ourselves into the present and anchor the state of happiness. So we've got to be thinking about anchoring happiness. And when we are able to achieve that, then we overall will make better decisions. We will project a state of being that people will find more positive to be around us. And generally, we will go through our day having achieved what we sought to achieve, or partially, but being in that overall positive state. So happiness is a state of being. Happiness is to be anchored. And the best place to anchor happiness is in the present. And to achieve that, you say, how do I achieve that? I think it is about building that consciousness in you of happiness. And if you're consciously aware that you choose happiness over being miserable, sad, angry, because happiness is a choice. Sometimes it just happens to us because events come together and we're suddenly very happy. And that is not driven by choice. But if we choose to be happy, we're going to be more consistent. And the spikes between elation and downers tend to smooth off. And we have a state of being where we are truly then happy to be present in that pocket of time. So I think it's building that consciousness. It's reaffirming to yourself that you have the choice and you're making that choice. And when someone enters your space and is negative and is dragging you down, you are exercising that choice consciously, going, I am happy and I'm going to deal with whatever comes my way, but from this state of being where I'm happy. When you face crisis and you panic and go off in other directions, you keep reminding yourself that your state of being is happiness. And you deal with the same crisis, but from a much calmer perspective. And therefore you become more effective. So I think it's conscious, choice, and anchoring. Put those three together and you have the makings of a state of being we would all want to be in.
Thank you.